Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. Happy Ash Wednesday. Today's the day we remember that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. We're beginning this great season of the church year, the season of penance, a season of sacrifice, a season of drawing closer to the Lord. It's not just a season to exercise certain disciplines that kind of shore up our life, but really what it's about, it's external, you know, the things we often focus on, the external things of fasting, abstinence, letting go of various things. Those in themselves don't do anything or accomplish it. What they do is they put us before the Lord. They help empty. We cooperate with what we know God himself wants to do in us. And he wants to do it with our cooperation. That is, he wants to draw us closer to him. He wants us to keep going deeper in the spiritual journey. He wants to help us overcome habit patterns of sin that cripple us and discourage us. He wants us to come out from under false views of who he is and how what he thinks about us. I mean, because it's very easy, especially in seasons like this, when we face our own weakness, it's easy to project onto God perspectives about ourselves that either we believe or we've grew up with this perspective or the rest that's there that's difficult and gripping that we think God looks at us this way. For example, that he's either mad at you or he's either sad about you or he's either disappointed in you or he's angry, he's frustrated, whatever it is, because you're weak, because you're inconsistent. And it's important for us to understand that God is love and God's love is merciful for those who turn to him. God's love is every day. God's love is all day. And knowing how much he delights in you and how precious you are to him, this is one of the things God the Father wants you to be able to come into an understanding of it and an actual experience of it more fully in your life. A confidence in faith, a hope that's alive, that gives you conviction about what you've received in faith, the very things I'm talking about here today, the truth about God's love for you. Because we know that he gave Jesus, Jesus came to reveal to us the true nature of the Father's love and who he is. Jesus said to see him is to see the Father, but it's for God so loved the world, he gave his only son. And Jesus came to teach us and to help us understand. And of course, the gift of the Holy Spirit is that person, that power, the reality. We become temples of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is here to help us see the love of God, to help us see the truth about who God is and who we are in light of God. Well, today begins this season of penance, of sacrifice, of deepening prayer, of placing ourselves close to the furnace of God's love so that we ourselves become more purified by it. I thought one different kind of thing I could do today that'll give us a sense about the importance and the history of penance in the life of the church is to take a look at a letter that Francis of Assisi wrote. It's called Letter to the Faithful. It's a second letter of St. Francis of Assisi to the faithful. And this is people who are part of what's called the Third Order of Penance for the Franciscans. These are the faithful that he's talking to. These are priests and lay people. He wrote it in around 1220, 1221, somewhere in there. And it's part of the rule of the Third Order. And he's reminding them, he's stating who they are. And I want to read through it slowly for you because it gives you an idea of what is meant by penance. But it also, you can see the heart and the mind of an extraordinary, amazing man of God, one of the great saints of all time, one of the saints that in the minds of many people is maybe the saint that is most like Christ. I mean, they all are. It's hard to say. We all have favorite saints, so I have to be careful. He happens to be one of my favorites. But his conformity to Jesus, the extraordinary influence he had. Here, this man who left the world ended up having a massive influence on the world. There's a lesson for us there that I might expand on if we have time at the end. But I just want to read now. This is chapter one. It says, for those who do penance, to all those who love the Lord with their whole heart, with their whole soul, and mind, with their whole strength, And then he has right after that in parentheses, that line, the Bible passage that he is referring to, Mark 12:30. What I'm going to do as I make my way through, I'm just going to stop at each of those points and I'm going to give you the Bible verse. You can go back and listen to this again and again if you want to just follow St. Francis and look up those scripture passages. But the reason I'm doing it is to say, look, this is the mind of a saint and it's renewed and it's alive. It's alive in God in a profound way. And where does he get this knowledge from? He gets it first and foremost from the scripture. This entire letter is just filled with Bible verses. That's why he knows Jesus. As Jerome said, ignorance of scripture is ignorance of Christ. If we don't know scripture, and many people, many Catholics say, I don't really know God very well. I don't know what he thinks. I don't have a relationship with him, stuff like that. It often is because we're ignorant of scripture. We really haven't dove in and listened to his words and internalized them. So again, to all those who love the Lord with their whole heart, with their whole soul and mind, with their whole strength, Mark 12:30, and love their neighbor as themselves, Matthew 22:39, and hate their bodies with their vices and sins, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, and produce worthy fruits of penance. Oh, how happy and blessed are these men and women when they do these things and persevere in doing them, since the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon them, Isaiah 11:2, and he will make his home and dwelling among them, John 14:23. They are children of the Heavenly Father, Matthew 5:45, whose works they do, and they are spouses and brothers and mothers of our Lord Jesus Christ, Matthew 12:50. We are spouses when the faithful soul is joined to our Lord Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. We are brothers to him when we do the will of the Father who is in heaven, Matthew 12:50. Mothers, when we carry him in our heart and body, 1 Corinthians 6:20, through divine love and pure and sincere conscience, and when we give birth to him through a holy manner of working, which should shine before others as an example, Matthew 5:16. Oh, how glorious it is, how holy and great to have a Father in heaven. Oh, how holy and consoling and beautiful and wondrous it is to have such a spouse. Oh, how holy and how loving and pleasing and humble and peaceful, sweet and lovable and desirable above all things to have such a brother and such a son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave up his life for his sheep, John 10:15, and who prayed to the Father saying, O Holy Father, protect those in your name, John 17:11, whom you have given to me in the world. They were yours and you have given them to me, John 17:6. And the words which you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have accepted them and have believed truly that I have come from you and that they have known that you sent me, John 17:8. I pray for them and not for the world, John 17:9. Bless and sanctify them, and I sanctify myself for them, John 17:19. Not only for these do I pray, but for those who through their words will believe in me, John 17:20, so that they may be made holy in being one, John 17:23, as we are one, John 17:11. And I wish, Father, that where I am, they also may be with me, so that they may see my glory, John 17:24, in your kingdom, Matthew 20:21. Amen. That's the first part. Here's the second part. Those who do not do penance, now, here he's talking to. To all those men and women who are not living in penance and do not receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, who practice vice and sin and follow wicked concupiscence, Colossians 3:5, and the desires of the flesh, Galatians 5:16, and who do not observe what you have promised to the Lord, and bodily serve the world by the desires of your flesh, 1 Peter 2:11, the anxieties of the world and the cares of this life, you who are held fast by the devil, whose children you are and whose works you perform, John 8:41. You are blind since you do not see the true light, our Lord Jesus Christ. You do not have spiritual wisdom since you do not possess the Son of God, who is the true wisdom of the Father. It is said of such people, their wisdom has been swallowed up, Psalm 106:27. And cursed are those who turn away from your commands, Psalm 118:21. You see, acknowledge, know, and do evil deeds, and knowingly you lose your souls. See, you blind ones, you who are deceived by your enemies, by the flesh, by the world, by the devil, because it is sweet to the body to commit sin, and it is bitter for it to serve God. And because all vices and sins come forth and proceed from the heart of man, as the Lord says in the gospel, Mark 7:21, and you have nothing in this world or in the one to come. And you think you possess the vanities of this world for a while, but you are deceived, since the day and the hour will come to which you give no thought, of which you have no knowledge, and of which you are ignorant, Matthew 25:13. The body becomes sick and death approaches, and this man dies a bitter death. And no matter where or when or how a man dies in the guilt of sin, without doing penance and satisfaction, if he's able to perform some act of satisfaction and does not, the devil snatches up his soul from his body with so much anguish and tribulation that no one can know it unless he has experienced it. And every talent and power and knowledge and wisdom, 2 Chronicles 1:12, which they think they possess will be taken away from them, Luke 8:18, Mark 4:25. And they leave their substance to their relatives and friends, and these have taken and divided the inheritance among themselves, and afterwards they have said, may his soul be cursed, since he could not have acquired more and given more to us than he did. Worms eat the body, and so they have lost body and soul in this passing world, and both will go down into hell, where they will be tormented without end. In the love which is God, John 4:16, we beg all those whom these letters reach to accept with kindness and a divine love the fragrant words of our Lord Jesus Christ, which are written above. And those who do not know how to read should have them read to them frequently. And since they are spirit and life, John 6:64, they should preserve them together with a holy manner of working even to the end. And whoever shall have done these things will be held accountable on the day of judgment, Matthew 12:36, before the tribunal of our Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 14:10. This document is part of the religious order where you can get this document. It's found at Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate, are a Roman Catholic religious institute of solemn vows headquartered in Benevento, Italy. Their homepage is maintained from the Marian Friary of Our Lady Queen of Seraphic Order, New Bedford, Massachusetts, United States of America. So here's the mind of a saint, exhorting us to follow in his footsteps as he followed in the footsteps of Jesus, who fasted and prayed, who emptied himself, who entered into spiritual warfare. And he's taking up the word of God as a weapon. And he's both instructing us on how to live like Jesus, to do penance in a way that's going to lead us to life and bless the lives of other people. But also he uses the scripture the way Jesus did and the way the apostles did. I mean, Jesus used the Old Testament scripture, but his words became scripture. He spoke the truth. He warned. He exhorted, like St. Paul said, convince, rebuke, exhort, because the word of God will wash us clean. The word of God will purify us. The word of God will shake us and help us see. And Francis reminds us, and since they are spirit and life, these words, he said, preserve them in a holy manner all the way to the end of your life and share in them. So friends, as we enter this season of Lent, let's embrace this attitude and disposition that St. Francis exhorts us to, so we can walk fully in the grace of God. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.